So, I'm going to take this second to just kind of discuss an Instagram post someone sent me that kind of threw me off, I'm not going to lie. It explained that this kid was growing up okay, let me give some context. The question on the post was, what was the craziest story you had as a kid at a sleepover? And boys will be boys, all right? It is what it is. Like, just gotta learn to expect it. But I wasn't really expecting that. So, what does that mean? Well, they decided that they wanted to be Spooderman, or Spider-Man, I guess, whichever one you want to call it. I don't really care. Spooderman is more fun to say. And decided to try to make radioactive spiders. Kind of confused how they did that. I'm not really sure how they would have thought that would work. But in their brains, their tiny little ostrich-sized heads, they thought, we'll microwave spiders. But not for too long. It has to be a certain amount of time. Enough to where they're not dead, but they're radioactive. Because, you know, microwaves, and there's just this thing about, like, possibly using, like, styrofoam plates or something to microwave can cause, like, brain damage or something. I don't know. I've heard that. I don't know how realistic it is. I mean, it would explain why I'm kind of stupid, but hey, you never know. Well, they microwave these spiders for exactly 22 seconds. How they get to that time? I don't know. Must have been trial and error. And they decide to, it's kind of weird. They threw them in their pants and hoped they would bite them. Yeah. I don't know where to go from here. I'm not sure they did either. Well, they found that the spiders didn't bite. I mean, if I had been microwaved, I wouldn't bite anyone either. But that's just me. I'm not a spider. I hate spiders. And then they just had spider guts, like, smashed down there. Yeah.